Were you making bird noises just now? Too many talents to count. Benny Cristoval, hello.
Yo, we finally meet. You have no idea. This is amazing. Because it actually genuinely looked like we're not going to meet. Because even when we talked the last, you said like, yo, I'm probably not going to be able to come here and stuff. And here we are. This is awesome.
The word is oh my god.
The world is oh my god.
It's bananas. Now, you are used to performing on big stages. You've had rehearsals here. How did it go?
I am used to performing for big stages, but not for like many cameras. Like I usually, when it comes to like big stages, I always perform, you know, for the crowd. You know, I did like arenas, but like for the people. And this is completely different experience. It's everybody here is super professional. Everything is like clockwork. You know, it's literally a clockwork. Everybody works perfectly. Like people even like tape my in-ears here and then they tape it here, which never happened. And I was like, I learned so many new things. I was just like, what, you can tape your in-ears even here so that they never fall off? Are you kidding me? So it's just like I'm learning more things and stuff. And yeah, it's exciting, man. I'm actually gonna perform in front of people. That didn't happen to me for like ever.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
And on the stage, you have to move and sing. We know you're a mover. I mean, you snowboard, you jiu-jitsu, you perform all the time. But is performing on that stage different in any way?
Oh, definitely. Plus, yes, as you said, and as you probably know, man, I think you are extremely observative and extremely, like, I think fair as well. Like, I've been following your reports from the arena, and you're always like spot on. You even like pinpoint perfectly what's happening. Like, I am a mover. Like, I can move. But I'm still keeping a little bit, you know, for myself, because like I am waiting for the audience, because that's when I think I shine the most, you know. I can actually take some energy and bring it back. But there's, you know, there's amazing vocalists, there's amazing singers in here, and I'm in here just trying to be as good as possible and just enjoy it. And we'll see man. But it's definitely a challenge. People are amazing in here. Amazing.
It's intense.
Yeah, it's intense.
But what's also intense is your golden jacket. This color. This is your color. Did you pick out the color?
Actually, I did, because first of all, I have to say massive thanks to Yiri Kalfat, who's the designer of this jacket, of my whole outfit, and he did such a great job coming up with his idea, just to really make me shine like this and stuff. And I completely trusted him. But then he told me, like, you know what, da-da-da-da, and it's gonna be white, and you know, this whole thing. And I was just like, yeah, but. No, I just want slightly more like a flourish color. You know, I just want something more. You know, I just want something more colorful. You know, to be honest. So I was the one who went for the yellow, even though, you know, like my state flag is, you know, like white, red and blue. I just went like, no, I just want yellow. They were like, but yeah, but it's not your. I'm like, yo, I am Czech Republic and I'm yellow. I'm gonna, you know, it's just like, so yeah, but it's awesome, man. It's like 70,000 crystals on it. You know, it's handmade. It's crazy. Like, there's too much of work on it. If I was, I would never let somebody do it, but he insisted on making this epic, and I'm happy for it.
Is it heavy?
It is slightly heavy. It is slightly heavy, but it's worth it. It's like,
and the last time we spoke on Skype, you mentioned that the song was all about how in lockdown you felt isolated and just wanted a sense of connection.
Yeah.
Not anything nasty, just a sense of connection on Tinder. Did you ever end up meeting anyone?
Yes, I did. And not that it like lasted or anything, you know. It's just, but it was exactly, you know, if you call out for meeting like this, if you kind of like create it like out of your, you know, passion rather than out of something that just like happens naturally, then it doesn't always, you know, like end up being, you know, the thing, because you have a different intention, you know. Like, the intention wasn't just like, please somebody love me for the rest of my life. It was just like, yo, does any, you wanna see each other? Yo, you do have to, you know, like kind of like that person and stuff. But the intention wasn't like, yo, I'm looking for somebody to spend the rest of my life with. So that's exactly what I got, you know what I mean? This is like, but it could have, you know, but it didn't. But it could have, but it didn't.
So are you still inside saying, oh my god, I want connection? Or has the situation in the Czech Republic right now, are things looser? Are you able to meet people?
you know, I'm always looking for a connection. I always want to meet people. I always want to, you know, I always want a new experience. I always want to, I don't want it to sound bad. I don't want it to sound like promiscuous and stuff, but at the same time, you know, if you have that option of meeting people and of like understanding them more in general and stuff and spending more time and just like, because every person is different, everybody has a different vibe, and I think that's what's beautiful about life, you know. So are you single, or are you in partnership?
I've been in a partnership for 20 years. 20 years. But you know, and I wasn't looking for it. It just happened.
But right, it wasn't like you were just like, yo, can somebody, you know, it was just like you met, and then
at the library, somebody came to get a book, got a little bit more.
For 20 years.
20 years.
Man, that's awesome.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like it becomes another limb, you know? It's like part of you.
Oh, yeah. But that's, you know what? This is, you know, because I'm obviously, you know, like saying here stuff like this and stuff, but, to have a connection with somebody for 20 years, you genuinely are like one person in many ways. Like, you know how that person thinks. It's not gonna be the right maybe example, but like there's this one thing. You know, my I love my grandma, and my grandpa passed away like 2 years ago, not even. Yeah, but now comes the crazy part, because they've been together for 52 years. You know, 52 years. It's called a diamond marriage, I think. Like something like that. And like, even though grandpa is gone, if I'm spending my time with my grandma and we talk about anything, like she tries some food that I bring to her, or we watch something, or we watch a movie, or we listen to a song, she knows exactly if grandpa would like it or not. And it's just as if he was there, because you genuinely upload that person into your life, and you know exactly how that person would react to anything. And that's something that is unique, and it only will happen if you dedicate yourself to a relationship for this long. Mm. It will never happen, you know, if you're like, yo, you want to meet? Yo, cool. And then, yo, you want to meet? You know, you will never get this. So what I was trying to say is that I respect that. I love it. And I think it's magical. And like, this kind of connection that you have with somebody for over 20 years is, you know what I mean? You genuinely are one person, and you always know. You just right now, if you look at me, you're like, you know exactly if the other half would like it or not.
Oh,
you know what that person would say about whatever, you know what I mean? You just know, and that's beautiful.
Well, let me ask you, what would your grandfather say about you being at Eurovision?
My grandpa, ever since he understood that music is what I want to do, because that's something, because, you know, he's from a completely different, you know, kind of mentality, vibe and everything. But ever since he understood that, like, yo, music is what I want to do. And a couple of years ago, I actually managed to sold out O2 Arena, which is, you know, quite a big thing in Czech Republic. And he got to, you know, I mean, see that, like, this is what I want to do. I think he would love it. I'm pretty sure he would love it. I think my grandma would know better how he would feel about it completely, but I'm pretty sure he would love it. Once people that love you understand what you love doing, and they see the love that you put into it, if they really love you, they will love your joy, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And if they don't really love you, then it's selfish thing, and then blah blah blah, you know what I mean? But if they really love you, They want to see you happy, and I'm super happy right now.
They must be so proud. Honestly, I was just thinking, because obviously there's a Czech Republic of yesteryear and there's a Czech Republic of today.
Yeah.
And you're like the face of a new Czech Republic, I feel. I mean, you must hear this a lot domestically at home. Like, you're this new brand of fabulous.
Man, I'm super happy that you're thinking this way. I don't think that this is like the mentality yet, like in general, but I would love to adopt this point of view, and I'm just gonna borrow it, and I'm just gonna swag it. I think I might just be that, you know, or at least think so. But you know, obviously there's many different opinions on who I am and stuff, but yeah, but I like that, you know. I should think this way. I like it. Because like maybe some people know, like, this is like my second song. My first song was, you know, was Kimama. It was just about like me trying to define myself in a country that wouldn't, like, not necessarily completely embrace me and fully, you know, in many ways. In many ways, obviously, yes, there's a, you know, there is a fan base. There is, you know, people who like you. There's people who fill out, you know, big venues, but not necessarily. I always felt like I'm a, you know, 100%, you know, Czech, even though I was born in there. You know, they always tell you, like, when the anger comes in, they always go like, yo, go back to your country, even though you were born there, you know what I mean? So Well, that's two sides.
Whenever I speak to you, I get this sense of you're a feeler.
Yeah.
You listen, obviously, but you also feel things very deeply. Mm-hmm. Is it fair to say you're an emotional person?
I think they're vacuuming.
Oh, directional mic. We are good.
Nice.
Vacuum. Okay. Less vacuum.
Good. So if I'm the question is if I'm a feeler, yeah, or if I'm emotional. I think that's something. Yes, I'm emotional 100%. Like it's easy to like get a lot of emotions out of me. And to brighten or to like expand this question, I think it's because I was growing up with my mom, because like my parents divorced when I was 4, and I like me and my sister, we stayed with my mom. She was taking care of me and my sister by herself for a very long time, and so I was growing up with my mom, my sister, my aunt, and sometimes grandma was you know, nursing us, you know. So if you are around you know, like more feminine energy, I think you get more emotional, you get more like understanding of other people's like feelings and stuff. I believe that, I'm not sure if this is correct to say, but it like this is how I feel. Like if I'm talking to like some of my friends who grew up just with father, they are slightly different, you know.
I think it's fair to say there's an empathy, like yeah, a motherly empathy that comes yeah through. A lot of my friends who have lots of sisters say the same thing.
Yeah. So I would say this is what happened to me, and I'm happy for it.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. You're like this ball of positivity and emotion, and it's just so lovely. I'm smiling now. It's like Vinny Christo is here.
Man, I'm really happy to see you live, man. Genuinely, like. Genuinely, this is like you get to meet people and stuff, and you talk, and yeah. But man, I even did like a video. I did like a quite emotional like quarantine song, just like for a couple of my friends and stuff. And I incorporated you actually in it, you know, because I just genuinely like when we talked, like I just felt like it's real, and I'm happy.
I won't bring it back up, but there's a segment in that interview which is so emotional. And I have afterwards, I'll just say I stopped eating meat for a little bit, because it really got to me. In any case, Vinny Christo, on that stage, what will you fix or what will you change? Is there anything that your eye says, I want it a little bit different?
It's not about fixing it. I mean, yeah, it is about fixing it, but it's just like right now, it's like there's the technical side of like the choreos and stuff, and like where is the cameras? It's something to fix, you know. It's something that you have to just like, you know, you be professional about. But what I would love to change or, you know, do more is just to give people the energy that I feel when I wrote the song, and the energy that I want people to feel when they look at me, because all of these lights, all of the stress, all of those tests that you have to do before you get here, all that gets into your mind, and then you forget who you are, and then like, you know, I mean, you start the show and stuff, and there's a glimpse of it. There's like glimpses of like who you want to channel, like what kind of energy you want to channel, but it's not there always, and I think that's a shame, because like if I go deep into like who I am, like I believe I can give people a lot of positive energy, and I believe I can make them feel better. Not like that I'm the guy who's gonna make it feel better. You know, not in that way, just like braggingly saying like, yo, I'm the one who's gonna. But I just, if you have that option of channel some kind of positive energy to people, you better do it, Ben. You know, so I wanna focus on that. I just wanna give them more of myself.
He's an athlete, he's a thinker, he's a feeler, he's a singer, he's a musician. I've heard you rap before. I've heard you drop the Afrobeats and Kamama. He's doing everything. You go to Kenya, you work in the studio, yeah, you represent for the animals, you save the animals, you're an activist.
I wish I could save the animals, but that's something that, you know, it's a job that we all have to kind of slowly start getting into. It's not, you know, you as an individual, you can do, you know, so much, but at the same time, it always comes down to all of us, you know, so that, yeah.
Oh, he is Vinny Christo. Oh my gosh, semi-final 2. It's so nice to meet you. Thank you so, so much.
Man, it's a blessing. I'm genuinely happy that we got to a stage where we're able to meet each other without mask, in person. You're amazing guy. And yeah, I'll see you again.
Absolutely, thank you. Bump.